Last Thursday, Joe Cece, finance minister of Alberta, was in town selling the provincial budget to a local crowd. It's nice that he actually came out here to chat with the Bow Valley. I mean, we're a fairly small community, but he took the time, which was cool.
Well, I mean, it was a scripted speech.
Sure.
That really echoed a lot of talking points that the government and the NDP have been putting forward regards to this budget. For example, no draconian cuts. We want to support programs and services and Albertans while we go through a tough economic time and create jobs. But we're kind of in a little bubble here.
Yeah.
So what I was looking for is what's going on in the budget that affects us here in the Bow Valley. And one thing I heard was affordable housing money.
Affordable housing budget in both the provincial and the feds. Let's not forget the $2.3 billion in the federal budget, that never translates into project in the ground the next day. And typically, the overwhelming percentage of those budgeted monies go to the big cities. I met with both the MP, Blake Richards, about the federal budget, and I've talked with Cam Westhead, the MLA, to say, okay, how do these affordable housing budgets make their way down to Canmore? And there aren't programs in place yet that we can apply for, but the director of the Housing Corporation is all over it. We've got projects that are nearing that point that we could apply for money on. After a lull on the daycare lands while the Housing Corporation hired a new director, we're back working on that. The CCHC is developing some plans about how to move forward. And there's other projects that private sector's working on. Perhaps the private sector would be able to apply for some of those funds. So we're a small town. There's the same level, if not higher degree of need in the bigger cities. But while we're talking about the budget, there are a few other things that do have immediate impact to town of Canmore, one of which is an increase in the education tax. So education taxes that we're obliged to collect for the provincial government in Canmore went up $635,000. So that's a 4.3% increase on property tax.
And because it's half and half, the municipal and the provincial, that spells out an overall tax increase of 2%.
That's correct.
Tax
so
bill. That's
absolutely. As we keep reminding people, half of that tax collection stays in Canmore to operate the municipality. The other half we just send directly to Edmonton. We have no say in that.
This is something that came up at the meeting with Joe Cece. Ron Casey, former mayor, MLA, brought up the fact that Canmore, our assessment base, the value of our land, is so high that when it comes to property taxes, we pay a disproportionate amount, and we have no ability to determine, as a population in Canmore, how those dollars are spent.
What
and
comes
yet
back
they go
to,
up.
To the Bow Valley is always far less than what we send to Edmonton. So Canmore is subsidizing schools in other parts of the province heavily. It's particularly difficult for the local school board, who consistently are underfunded.
The question was asked, and Minister Cece responded with he doesn't have an easy answer.
No, there are no easy answers on that. One other thing, though, that's been generating a lot of conversation is the new carbon tax. So I was curious what that would, what the impact to the town would be on that.
We're all riding bikes now, though. We don't
but
have
the town,
to care about
the
carbon
the
tax.
Town spends a lot of money on things like, heat and whatnot and fueling trucks. The guesstimate on the impact from the carbon tax is maybe somewhere around $100,000 to the town operating budget. On the flip side of that, though, the funds that the government generates will be going, they say, to green infrastructure programs like Green Trip Funding, which has funded all of the Rome buses, well, 66% of all of our local transit. So there'll be a cost up front, but perhaps there'll be some much bigger benefits coming forward.